Gosh, that sounds good.
And it does. It makes a wonderful breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then she would have this cream gravy and hot biscuits and coffee. Mm-hmm.
Boy, that sounds good. That really does. I always eat an egg and a piece of toast and two pieces of bacon and orange juice mm-hmm. every day. Because I'm one of these people, I can't stagger out of the house unless I have it, you know.
Well, I'm the same way, but my family, my son, his family, none of them eat breakfast. And he says it's a very essential meal.
Yeah.
And, there was something. Oh, yes, we didn't have orange juice, but she always, when she preserved, she always put lemon slices in her preserves or applesauce or anything like that, and I guess that's where we got that vitamin C.
Uh-huh. I'm really surprised. Do y'all have cornbread?
Oh, yes. She made wonderful cornbread.
How did she make it?
Well, she made it with eggs and milk. And she put a little bit of sugar in her.
Yeah.
So, and I like that sort of sweet.
I do too. Some people don't like that, but I do.
I do too.
Well, did you ever eat the kind of cornbread that you make it in a ball and you fry it in deep fat?
Yeah, hush puppies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love that too.
Yeah, me too. Well, how did she usually cook the cornbread that with the sugar in it?
Well, she fixed it in a big square pan and then we cooked squares.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a kind of cornbread that only has cornmeal and salt and hot water in it?
I guess I have. Don't they have in square envelopes sometime where you can have individual?
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to close this door a little bit. It seems like that blows right on us.
Okay.
I've got two open here, and I want you to get cool.
I wonder if it's going to rain today. I'll get to
it. Oh, and we've sure had the rain, huh?
Yeah, we have. I couldn't believe the weekend didn't even clear up.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who went to Dallas for the weekend. She said it was beautiful in Dallas. Mm-hmm.
I guess you know now from talking to me, I'm a little hard of hearing.
Yeah, but I just have to say it just a little bit louder. You're not very.
Mm-hmm.
Not very.
I'm having this ear taken care of now. I got some way, I don't know, is it the beauty parlor or what? Got an infection in my left ear.
Ew.
And I had a time with it.
You know, when I was a small child, I used to be able to swim and my ears never bothered me. But when I was about 16, when I would go down under the water, my ears started to hurt real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happened that way
pressure.
Ever since.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a little kid, I could go all the way to the bottom of the pool and never bothered
me. Well, so many children have ear trouble. You go to the ear doctor and you'll find more children than you will grown people.
Uh-huh, yeah. Let's see. Did you ever have the kind of cornbread where you take the cornmeal and put it with some beans or some greens and you boil it in cheesecloth?
No, I've never done that.
What about the kind that you cook it in a deep pan, and then it comes out soft, and you just dish it out and serve it like mashed
mush. Isn't that what they call mush?
Did you ever have that?
I like it.
I've never had it, but it's good.
It's similar to grits.
Uh-huh.
You know, we used to eat grits sometimes for breakfast too,
uh-huh.
And we have sliced ham in that red eye gravy. Ooh. And grits, isn't it good?
Yum! Oh yeah, there ain't anything better. You know, I like grits with sugar on it, too. Not many people do that.
I do, too. And my mother used to always say two pieces of cornbread for me and my father, because in the evening, we didn't eat a heavy meal in the evening. We ate a big meal at noon. And we'd like crumble this cornbread and sweet milk.
Oh, I have heard of that.
Uh-huh.
My mother tells me about that.